This is the Kona Edge, the home of Ironman triathletes who dream of qualifying for the World Championships on the Big Island.
Welcome back onto this edition of the podcast. Happy Thursday as we are releasing this. And we're chatting some swimming today with a returning guest. Mel Joslin joins us to talk a little bit about what he's done in the water to improve his Ironman performance and times over time. He's got some great advice for you as well coming up on today's show. Before we do that, though, big thanks to the sponsor of this edition of the podcast. It is brought to you by Wheel Science. If you're looking for high-performance race wheels at a fraction of the cost of the big-name brands, but you get all the quality and all the peace of mind as well because they come with a worldwide lifetime warranty. So, go check them out. The URL to get to is thekonaedge.com/wheels. That's thekonaedge.com/wheels. They are UCI approved. Been a few world records that have been broken on them as well, and they are just super sexy too. So you cannot go wrong with Wheel Science. Go check them out. The link is in the podcast player below this podcast as well, and make sure that you use the coupon code KONAEDGE at checkout. All one word, KONAEDGE, to get 10% off your order. Let's chat some swimming here on the Kona Edge. Mel Joslin joins us now. Mel, welcome back onto the podcast. Thanks for joining me.
Thanks a lot, Brad. Great to talk.
Mel, your swim is probably the area of the sport that you've had to work the hardest at. I mean, obviously the bike and the run is a lot. You're a lot stronger, but the swim, you've put a lot of blood, sweat, and tears, so to speak, into getting better and faster.
Yeah, just a lot of sessions in the pool. It's I guess my experience, Brad, is the only way to improve the swim is just to plug away at it and just keep getting back in the water. And it's probably more about the number of times you get in the pool than it necessarily is about how much time you spend each time in the pool. But frequency, I think, is really important.
And for you, Mal, is that a case of just to keep the feel of the water as opposed to, I mean, when you're training for an Ironman, we're all sort of aerobically fit and physically fit, but that feel of the water is really important.
Yeah, absolutely. And I was not a swimmer when I was younger. I'm certainly, you know, it's the leg of Ironman that I need to probably work on the most if I'm going to be, you know, super competitive. And for me, therefore, it's about technique. I don't think it's about strength. I do, you know, sessions with paddles and so on to try and improve strength, but just getting in the water and focusing on technique and getting the catch right and getting the feel of the water and those sorts of things are the things that I think the most helpful. And for me also breathing, focusing on breathing and breathing drills are important.
Now, over time, I mean, since you started in the sport, there's been big gains on your swim. Can you attribute it to any one thing or two things that you think has made the biggest impact? Like you've got the biggest bang for your buck when it comes to improving your swim?
Yeah, I think in terms of needing to improve technique, just a handful of sessions with my coach really focused on stroke technique, half an hour one-on-one in the pool, and giving me, you know, very direct personal tips, a bit of video footage, so that I can see and understand where I'm going wrong. Those sorts of sessions are really helpful. You don't have to do them very often, but they're really helpful. And for me, I've discovered that my breathing's really poor. So, you know, breathing drills and, hypoxic swimming, so that I can really focus on improving the efficiency and the effectiveness of my breathing. They're the sort of couple of things that have been the most helpful. In terms of what my swim sets look like, doing a lot more short, fast stuff, a lot more interval stuff in the pool. You know, pre-coach, I would have just got in and swum for 2Ks, 3Ks, 4Ks and jumped out and called it a day. But now it's a lot more varied.
Okay. Talk to me a little bit about the breathing. And I think that's an area that particularly a lot of sort of newer swimmers, when they're getting into the sport, don't really think much about. They just get in and swim. But if you can sort your breathing out, it can go a hell of a long way to you becoming more efficient in the water, to sort your stroke out. What were some of the things that you've worked on from a breathing perspective? What were some of the issues and what have you done to fix them?
Yeah, I think the first time I got in the pool and my coach watched me swim, you know, he talked about a few things and body position and a few tips. And when I got out of the water, he said, I'm not even going to mention breathing. We'll focus on that later. And I think my breathing was actually throwing my whole body out and was just not efficient. And nor was it intentional in terms of making sure that I had my exhale timing right, you know, big, deep inhale. I was breathing shallow rather than deep. So doing some hypoxic sets, you know, breathing every five or every six strokes for 400s or 800s, I found really uncomfortable, especially uncomfortable to start. But by the time I got to the end of a set, you know, I was sort of getting the hang of it. And I think those sets really helped me to understand what good deep breathing feels like on the swim, and you know, much more intentional about it. And I think it's helped me a lot.
You also mentioned in our first chat that when you got the coach, one of the main reasons you wanted the coach was to take a lot of time off your swim, which funnily enough hasn't been the case. Most of the gains have come on the bike and the run. Is that just a function of you've realized that time's probably better spent trying to, because of the percentage of the race, it's better to spend more time trying to improve your bike and your run than your swim?
Yeah, that's right. I think, you know, we've talked about the idea that the gains will be better by putting more effort into the bike and the run, and that the swim is something that will look to improve over years, not over, you know, months or before the next race. So you know, over time we'll continue to look to chip away at the swim and improve it. You know, I'd love to get to a sub-hour Ironman swim, for example. Do I see that as being possible today? Probably not. Maybe, you know, a couple of years it might be. But, you know, I've been able to take, you know, decent chunks of time off the bike and the run by focusing on those. So I think it's been the right approach. Chip away at the swim and you know, don't give up on it. Try and get better, but don't focus on it as being the big priority of where time is going to come from.
You talk about the frequency as opposed to volume, being in the water more often than just going out and bombing two long training sessions. In a typical Ironman build-up block, how many times a week would you be swimming?
3 to 4, I think is fine. So maybe, you know, in a decent build, I might do 10 Ks a week. But I would very rarely go more than that. I think for me that's fine. I think I had a couple of races where through travel I actually missed a couple of swims in the sort of week or two before a race, and I think it really impacted on my swim in the race. So I've just realized how quickly I lose that feel for the water by you know, missing those sessions in the pool. So for me I do think that frequency is really important to keep that you know, keep those neural pathways and muscle memory of what a good feel of good technique is.
Absolutely. Well, Mal, it's been great catching up, talking about your swim. I look forward to talking about your bike next time out. Thanks for your time on the Kona Edge today.
Thanks a lot, Brad. Great to talk.
And that's it for this edition of the show. Thank you so much for joining me today, and thank you to Mel for sharing his Ironman swim advice and some of the things he's done to get better in the water since starting out in the sport we all love so much. And before I go, a huge thanks to the folks over at Wheel Science for sponsoring this episode of the podcast. If you're looking for high-performance race wheels at a fraction of the cost, all you need to do is head over to this URL. It is thekonaedge.com/wheels. thekonaedge.com/wheels to get more details. And make sure you use the coupon code KONAEDGE at checkout to get 10% off your order. That's thekonaedge.com/wheels and KONAEDGE to get 10% off. Until tomorrow, from myself, Brad Brown, it's cheers.
We hope you enjoyed this episode of the Kona Edge. Don't forget to connect with us on social media. Simply search for the Kona Edge.